Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future for your employees with Zurich Corporate Pensions. Trust excellence. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more.
Email drivetime@rte.ie.
Now, with more and more refugees coming to Irish shores, the government have been looking at a range of solutions in order to provide accommodation for those seeking asylum. Floatels are now being looked at as a possible solution or a possible option at the very least by the Department of Integration, which could see asylum seekers housed on ships in ports in both Dublin and Cork. The use of these vessels, though, is not without controversy, with international criticism that these barges create oppressive environments on one of the locations being discussed as a potential site for floating accommodation for asylum seekers is Penrose Quay in Cork City. Brian O'Connell was in the area earlier today asking people their opinion.
In terms of Cork itself, everything's full. All the hotels, everything. At the end of the day, this is the industrial quarter. It makes sense. You know, if people need houses, you need to give them to them.
So this is for people who are coming here seeking international protection for asylum seekers, and we know many are sleeping on the streets at the moment.
You know, if we're giving someone to stay rather than on the street, it's always going to be a better option. If we had ideal solutions, we wouldn't have any crisis in this country, like, but you know, here we are.
There's a plan to perhaps put a cruise ship here to try and accommodate asylum seekers, because all our centres are full, people are sleeping on the streets. Yeah. What would you think?
I think government does like a lot for like, you know, people, because they see all this, like, you know, homestands with food and like different facilities for them.
So putting a hotel or a barge here floating in the river?
Yeah, I mean to be fair, I think any idea that would make them live comfortable and like, you know, gives them opportunity to have a house, it's gonna be a nice one. So yeah, I think it's a nice idea, you know, just whatever makes it work, you know.
I say no actually.
Why?
It's not a place to put refugees again on a boat.
You don't think it'd be ideal long term, for example?
Yeah, well, long term. Well, all right, so okay for a short time, but not for a long time.
Not in favour of it?
No, not at the moment, anyway.
Much more can be done, and I think government is a bit asleep, if I may be that blunt. It is necessary that we take care of those people.
And for some people, the idea of a kind of a floating hotel or a barge feels a little bit wrong.
No. Any way to help people like that, because they can be economically active, there's enough open spaces here for.
And the argument would be here on Penrose Quay and in Horgan's Quay, there is space.
Yes, absolutely. Much more could be done for them. If the community cannot support people like that, then it is a community without a heart.
Well, there you have a range of views as expressed to Brian O'Connell on Penrose Quay in Cork, Cork City. We're joined now by the CEO of NOSC, Fiona Hurley. Fiona, you're very welcome to the programme. What do you make of the Floatels idea?
Thank you, Cormac. We're really concerned that the use of floating hotels is being considered at all. So while I understand that the government is trying to examine all the avenues open to it, I'm concerned that there's been a bottoming out of standards when it comes to accommodation, and that these ships, while they might be considered initially a temporary solution, they risk becoming part of the permanent infrastructure for accommodating asylum seekers.
Like direct provision happened to same thing happened to direct provision, temporary initially, but then it turned into years and years for an awful lot of people. But
exactly,
it's difficult, you say, to integrate people seeking asylum here if they're on barges. Is that right?
Yeah, we're quite concerned that people will end up in a ghettoised situation. It's very identifiable as people who are, you know, living on these barges. We need to really come back and look at the white paper on ending direct provision that the government published 2 years ago. We understand that the environment has changed, so the government is looking at much higher numbers, but the white paper did set out a clear plan around infrastructure and integration supports. We simply just can't lose sight of the fact that behind the numbers of people who are seeking asylum, they're human beings. They're facing very significant stress. Mm-hmm. And we talk about emergency accommodation, we're talking about places that will become people's homes. So we do need to be able to meet their health, their safety and their privacy needs.
When you say the environment has changed, it certainly has in the last year plus with the war in Ukraine, over 80,000 people seeking refuge from that country alone here and tens of thousands more from other countries. So the government would say that along with the housing crisis that's been ongoing for years in this country has put the system under enormous pressure. And maybe the alternative to these barges not being there is homelessness.
This time, about this time last year, we were having a very similar conversation about tents. And tented accommodation was only going to be used for a matter of weeks. And as of this week, there are 102 people still living in tents. Mm-hmm. We can't simply set the bar at, is it better than street homelessness?
But what is the alternative in your opinion?
We need to be looking at the medium to long term solutions, but as a short term solution, you know, there was reports released in last week's news that the rest centres that were initially set up for Ukrainians, they are there's a significant number of bed spaces available there. So if we're talking about an emergency solution to get people off the streets until a medium term solution can be found, then those are potentially options and they're already available to government.
And that would keep all people who'd come seeking refuge off the streets. Is that your opinion?
I think there's about 1,000 bed spaces. And look, they're not perfect, but I would be really concerned about the state investing millions on these floating ships. The Dutch government has described them as very expensive short-term solutions. Mm-hmm. They've been significantly criticized. We see reports that they were offered to the government last year and they turned them down last year. So we really would feel that it is just a really aggressive step to be looking at these now.
Well, as texters are sending us text to 51551, you mentioned millions. Cost is a key question, according to some people, and they have been criticised by human rights organisations, most notably in the UK recently on this programme as well. Look, we'll see what happens. Fiona Hurley, NOSC CEO, thank you very much indeed for joining us.